Friends, here, the psalmist, as often is the case, he is in a desperate state, and that brings him to pray to the throne of grace. He comes to God, and in sincerity, he says that in him, he is putting his trust. He doesn't want to be brought to confusion. He wants to see clearly. Do you see your life clearly? Do you see where you're heading clearly? Well, here is the psalmist is praying. In that situation, you and I ought to be praying. He's basically, throughout this psalm, he's saying, I can't depend on myself. I can't depend on others. I am depending on the Lord alone. That's what he is doing. So believers are encouraged here to come boldly to the throne of grace. Do you have that boldness? Do you have that joy of coming before God? But then what he talks about is this encouragement that he has. He speaks about the fact that God has helped him and holden him from his mother's womb, from his birth. God has been there for him. God has strengthened him. And then throughout his childhood, throughout his infancy, and then what he says is this in verse 5, "For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth." Here is an encouragement that from youth we can seek the Lord and we can call upon God and we can know him and trust in him. When you read through the rest, you see that how he feels his age too. He expects in his old age to become weak, and in his old age he expects to need the help of God. Throughout our days, we need the Lord, dear friends, and we cannot expect ease in this world. We cannot expect comfort from this world. It is a battleground. It's not where we find our rest. Our rest is in heaven. And friends, but all the way throughout our days, we find tokens of mercies, tokens of blessing. The Lord is with us. We may not feel it, but he is with us still. We are to trust in him. So let us do that, friends. Let us now call upon the Lord and ask for his help.